Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a crash on the N12 after R21 heading out towards Faramir. Very slow through that area. The N3 is busy from the McLuhan interchange down, but the area between Galulis and Geldenhuys is busy. And on the M1 northbound, you can start the traffic queue in Sandton. Keep it up all the way through Midrand until you get to the R21 interchange in Pretoria.
'N bietjie goeie nuus, te midde van voortsleepende reënweer oor groot dele van die land het die departement van water en sanitasie aangekondig dat die Vaaldam se watervlak oornag van 46,2% gestyg het na 50,53%.
The rising of the dam levels have also boosted the integrated Vaal River system, which the Vaal Dam is part of, which provide water to Gauteng and key industries within the province.
Dit was die departement se woordvoerder, Wisani Mavasa. En dan na Mosambiek, waar die nuwe president Daniel Chapo vandag ingehuldig is. 7 mense is dood in betogings teen sy inhuldiging en hierdie betogings duur nou reeds vanaf die 9de Oktober. 307 sterftes is tot dusver aangemeld. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Renier van Sail van Efficient Private Clients hou intussen die plaaslike sakefront op.
As ons kyk wat vandag in Suid-Afrika gebeur het, het die JSE hoofsaaklik sterker gesluit, terwyl die rand versterk het teenoor die Amerikaanse dollar. Meeste beleggers het vandag egter gewag op die Amerikaanse verbruikersinflasieverslag, wat 'n belangrike besluitnemingsfaktor is in die korttermyn. Nou die verbruikersprysindeks vir Desember in Amerika het met 2,9% geklim op 'n geanalyseerde basis, wat hoofsaaklik in lyn was met meeste ekonomiese verwagtinge. Hierdie inflasiesyfer sal egter 'n sleuteloorweging wees vir die Amerikaanse Federale Reservebank, wanneer hulle later hierdie maand 'n besluit oor rentekoerse neem.
'n Dollar verhandel in die stadium teen R18.78, 'n pond R23.04 en 'n euro staan op R19.38. Goud verhandel teen $2,682.11 per vat fyn ons en dan Brent ru-olie teen $80.76. Ek is Marlene Forsie, soos ek vroeër gesê het, meer nuus om 6.
Well, it's early days yet, but the Paarl Royals have chosen to field in the 9th match of the SA20. This time around, they're playing against my Cape Town. It's already seven runs in, and just one over has been bowled so far. Rassie van der Dissen and Ahmad Tala Ormazai at the crease for my Cape Town on 1 and 5 runs, respectively. And Novak Djokovic dropped the set, but he regrouped to reach the Aussie Open third round earlier today, and in doing so, he surpassed fellow great Roger Federer for the most Grand Slam singles matches played. It was Djokovic's 430th Slam contest, and he's now got sole ownership of that record in the men and women in the Open era, with Roger Federer having played 429 and Serena Williams playing 423.
I love this sport. I love competition. I love you too. Thank you. I try to give my best, you know, every single time. Whether I win or lose, one thing is for sure, you know, I'll always leave my heart out on the court.
In football news, various reports in recent weeks have suggested that Bafana icon and former Man United first team coach Benny McCarthy is set to become the new boss of the Kenyan national team. McCarthy is currently on the hunt for a new job since leaving United at the end of the season. And Liverpool manager Arne Slot, well, he's insisted that the strength of the options that he has in reserve means that the club don't need to go to the transfer market to add to their squad after substitute Diogo Jota earned his side a draw at Nottingham Forest yesterday. And in local football news, the Tshwane Giants Mamelodi Sundowns are said to have placed a massive 75 million rand price tag on Peter Shalulile after it was reported that there's interest from clubs in the Middle East and North Africa as well. And South African Henk Latakane, well, he moved back to the top of the standings in the overall Dakar after the 10th stage of the race.